Someone asked Dewey to ask me to speak about the Galuyos and our different enemies. If so, fine, we'll start with the one that we've, always have to deal with until the end of time. Start with Amalek, and we'll get to El. We'll find a way. Let me just say that we just read, in this week's parasha, the Balaturim says, that the smichus of, lo sishkach to ve'akisavo el oretz is because, it's a remez to gimus mitzvahs nitzdavu Yisrael, the kisasim l'eretz Yisrael. It's a limnos of melech lachris ashamuk ve'livnos is beis abchira. So it's a mitzvah went into effect. We had to start the process first with minu emelch and get to mechias melch with ve'akisavo el oretz. That's what the Baal Torah says smichus aparshias. But there's another remez that the Sfarim bring, and we'll get into that. And the parasha opens up with the chiyuv of bikur, reishis pri adama. And the Sfarim say it's keneged amalek. That's called reishis goyim amalek. Golem calls it. And we'll get into that, and we'll discuss that. But let's just first discuss this from a halachadika point of view. The shitas Rambam. So the Rambam writes in Perakev Huchas Malachim Halacha Dalid. Mitzvah Saseh L'Achrim Shiva Amim, Shnei Ma'achrim Tachrim. So it's the mitzvah of killing out the Shiva Amimim. That's the mitzvah Saseh L'Achrim Tachrim. V'kol Shibbo Liyoto Echmem V'lo Horogo. You got one of them, you got one in a corner, and there's no witnesses. You come, you can kill him. V'lo Horogo. And you turn down the opportunity. Hareza Over B'loisa Saseh Shenema Loisa Chaya Kol Neshama. So you transgress the mitzvah Loisa Saseh V'loisa Chaya Kol Neshama. V'kvar avdu v'avad zichram. So Ram says the mitzvah no longer applies because they've assimilated. We don't know who they are, where they are. They don't exist as a nation anymore. So right afterwards, halacha hey. V'chein mitzvah say la'abed zera amalek, sh'nara timcha zichra amalek. That's all he says. Mitzvah kiyat amalek, says timcha amalek. And then he goes into the mitzvah of, mitzvah liskar, tamid, masurayim, v'arevaso. So, the poskim are a little bit puzzled. He doesn't say v'kvar ovad zichram that he says, like he says by Shiva Salman. And he also doesn't say this halacha. They say, Shiva Salman, you have one of them that you could take out and you don't. So you're oivarana, los to say of los chayakon neshama. One would think you're at least mavatz. There's no such lav. There's no lav of los chayak by Amalek. But why don't you mevatel mitzvah sase of timcha zecher amalek? Right, it's just some also a mitzvah. Labids are amalek. Right, so most assume it's what is by one is by the other. And Mestamba, he was somech on what he wrote by Shiva Salmin. That what's here is there. Yeah, except that's not true. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is Simin Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, which is the mitzvah of to kill out the Shiva Samin. The reason why it was so evil is because they were really the ones who were pushing Avoy Dezara. Right? Killing them out, that'll definitely prevent us from learning from them. So now the Ram adds a postscript over here, a very important postscript. Now you might think there's not a mitzvah nohagis ledoros because they've been wiped out, and the Rambam is really asking a kashan himself. He has 14 shoroshim at the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs where he lays out the criteria of what gets counted as a mitzvah. So why am I counting this? This mitzvah no longer applies. So you would think it's ena nohag ledoros, right? He doubles on this later, but let's just explain it that when I said mitzvah hanoheg stars means that there was never a time limit on it. But let's say the mitzvah is to correct a certain circumstance. You've got 6,000 years to do it because then the world goes kaboom, right? So so you have kol yomos olam to get it done, to fix this thing. If you finished early, so you got loy, zariz v'niskar. That's not called that the mitzvah was eina noheges l'daris because you finished the job early. Or because it serves out. Mitzvah she'eina noheges l'daris is that it was milchatchila, a time limit on the mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says over there in that Sheresh, we don't count the mitzvahs that were special for Dor HaMidbar, because there was a time limit on them. But if there's not be'etzem a time limit on the mitzvah, just the mitzvah is totally in circumstances, right? But there's no time limit. As long as these circumstances are, kol yemei olam, the mitzvah applies, that's not called eina noheges l'daris. And noheges l'daris means that it was time-sensitive milchatchila. But listen to what he adds, b'mesiach l'fi tumo. Hatachshov, do you think, kishiyovet Hashem yis'ala zera moek l'gamre, v'yachriseyu ad achariso, k'mo shiye b'mheira b'yameinu, k'mo shiyiv tichonu yis'ala, ki mocho emche zecher ha-molek. Eino noig l'doris, zeil omer, avil noigu b'chol dor v'dor kol shuaz v'nitzo mizera moek, mitzo achariso. Do you think that when we finally finish the job with Amalek, right, we have to rely on the Rebarshim to do it, because we don't know who he is. Do you think that when that finally happens, it should be Bimherav Yameinu, be called that Mitzvah Mechias Magas, was Eino Noig L'Daris? That's clear chilek. These guys are Vad Zichram, but it's still called Mitzvah Noig L'Daris, right, because it was never time sensitive. And do you think that when we finally accomplish the objective of killing out Amalek, that then it will also be called Eino Noheg L'Daris? So b'mesiach l'fi tumah, right? He says there's a chiluk between Amalek and Shivas Amin. They're kvad avad zichra. Right? So show me where Amalek is on the map. What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk? He says there is a chiluk, right? Just, you know, he puts the stress on kimocho emcha. We need the Ribor Shem to do it because, you know, we have a logistical problem, right, that we don't know how to find them, right? So we have to rely on the Avtacha, but it's a mitzvah nagdaros, and it should be b'mehera b'yameinu. By Shir Samen kvar avad zichra, they don't exist anymore. What's the difference? Right? So now another thing. So we asked that question, you know, what about the din of if you get into a dark alley, you know, with an Amaleki smaller than you, right? You could take it. Right, so by the Shivas Amin, he said, if they would still be around and you didn't take advantage, right, you know, so you'd be over on Lo Sechai Kol Neshama. So we asked, you know, what would be the halacha by Amalek if you are, just one-on-one, you and him. So the Rambam actually deals with this in a non-obvious place. At the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a postscript about which mitzvahs are, you know, Bismana bias only, which ones are Bismana Zeh, which are women chayev, which women are potter from. So in this postscript, he says like this. You know, kishetisrakel, kol elo ha-mitzah shekarim, all the mitzahs that I wrote about. All right, shekarim zekarim. Hine tibcha mem mitzah shem chova ala tzibur, lo lechol ish v'ish. There are some mitzahs that are on the tzibur, and not for every individual Jew. The chiv is on the tzibur, al tzibur. Kigoin, binyan beis habchira. It's not the particular chiyuv of any Jew to build the beis hamikdash. Hakomas melech, of course, the am has to establish king. Vehachrosas zaro shel amalek. The chiyuv mechias amalek is a chiyuv on the tzibur. Not individual chiyuv. It's the main thing. So by shivas amin, even an individual, right? An individual one on one, you could take him out. You should, right? Get a mitzvah and you get a lo sase if you let him live. And by Amalek, that's not the halacha. Amalek is dafka din by a tzibur. So now, of course, immediately, you know, you should make a few connections, right? So first of all, you get it. Why you have to be, why it goes al zeh seder. You have to first be make him a melech, right, to unite us, our national identity, because the din on a tzibur. So we're saying to finalize. Kalosha Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Melch makes us one nation and leads us as a tzibur. So that's why it goes. And then Lahachrizar Shalom Molek. But now what becomes clear in the Megillah instantly? You did Megillah here? Nikalu Yehudim. Something very weird. Over and over. First, Esther says, Lech Knoises Kol Yehudim, by the Tainus, and then by the war. It repeats itself over and over and over again. Nikalu Yehudim. Nikalu Yehudim. And the Gemara, so often that the Gemara hopped onto the Lashon. Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakol. Grad in Yerushalmi says Yom Muhammad, right? But in the Bavli, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakol. Because Mechias Amok is a din on the Tzibur. And then the Maharal explains this also in his Sefer on Purim, you know, the Or Chadash. Right, but he goes from a different oifen. But we're going from the Rambam's there. Because Mechias Amok is a Tzibur de Kadin. And as we're going to explain, it's only Shaykh to do Mikoch the Tzibur kite of Klal Yisrael. We can't do it as individuals. Right? So to understand, you know, we're just main points to connect the dots. Right? So we read in the parsha, right? Ve'abaniach Hashem Elokecha mikol evecha misaviv, right? Timcha zecher Amalek. What do you say? Mikol evecha misaviv. So you would think Amalek bechlav. Mikol evecha misaviv. So where's Amalek? If he's not bechlav, kol evecha misaviv. No, in the float I heard from, Rabbi Yochanan's wife, the Rashiva of Miami. You know, the Gemara says that, Esther first said, Ish Tsar V'Oyev, Haman Arazeh, so Ish Tsar V'Oyev, she's really pointing to Achashverosh, to a Malach, and moved her finger to point to Haman, and she chopped, Haman Arazeh. What's the remnants in the Pasuk? How did Chazal know that? Ish Tsar V'Oyev. Amalek is not in the cloud of Kolei Vecham Yisavuv. It's not part of that cloud, so just talking about the other guy in the room, right? Achashverosh. So Ish Tsar V'Oyev, right? Amalek's not Bechlal Kolei Vecham Yisaviv. And that was the remez. That's how you know. It was Amen Arasem. That's the Dvarim Ruim Mishamra. Right? So what is Amalek? He's not Bechlal Kolei Vecham Yisaviv, right? So I'm going to ask a different question. So where is he standing? Where is his place on earth? I'm standing where I am. Everyone else is around me. So Amalek's not Bechlal Kol Evecha Misaviv. Where's Amalek standing? What's his position in reality? He wants to be where we're standing. He wants our spot on the checkerboard. Right? No. So we mentioned before, the Bilam, sees Amalek, says, Rashis Goyim Amalek. Vachoriso Adeove. Right. Racious. What does that sound like? Yeah. Bracious Vishul Yisrael Shniku Racious. Nerakoriso Hashem Racious Tvulasa. Right? Amisa is called Racious. Right? So now, take a look, from Mitzad Zman, the dimension of Zman and Mitzad space. Mitzad Zman and Mokom. Right? Koi Vechem Misaviv, so where am I standing? In the middle. Right? So, don't want to bring back any memories, bad memories from grammar school, but infinite points on a plane, right? And a plane could have like at least self points, but only one center. Right? You can't have two centers, they're not, neither a center, not this one, not that one, only one center. Right? How big is the center? Doesn't take up space. Because if it takes up any space, I'll divide it. This part belongs to the top, this part belongs to the bottom. Right? So what? No, Am Yisrael is the center of reality. But the center is a concept. The center doesn't exist in physical reality. The center is an idea. When we say, so now we have the same thing, it's equivalent in Zman, the equivalent in Zman is Rashis. How long is the Rashis? How long does it last? The beginning. How long is the beginning? It doesn't take up time. Because if you take up time, then you'll just cut up, and cut that time length in half, and cut that time length in half. You know, so you're saying, you know, that these things, one is talking in Bebchinas Man, one is talking Bebchinas Mokom, right? These are concepts. You know, let's first talk about us. What's nifla about Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael is not just a collection of people. Am Yisrael gives a guf to a concept, right? What's that concept? Well, that concept is a lot of things. You know, but concept, I mean, branch out a lot of things. Only one racious, right? Only one race, like only one center. But the central boy is Bishul HaTorah Shenikras Reishis. Right? You know, Am Yisrael, you know, just gives a guf, gives a, is a, is a merkava, carries that concept. But instead, a concept never dies. And that's the site of Nitzchius Yisrael. Because we're not just a bunch of DNA, you know, right? We are carriers of an eternal concept, right? And that's what it means, you know, what the Zohar means in Parshas Acharei, Gimel Miskashrin Da B'Da, you know, Kutchabrichu V'Arais of Yisrael, or what we say, you know, on you know, Shabbos Mincha Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, which is talking about the Torah, it's called Kul Shema Shakash Baruch Hu, Umi Kam Choy So Goy Echad Ba'aretz. But Echad over here, you know, that doesn't mean that we're united. It means that singular concept of Echad V'Ein Sheni, right? You know, Soid Nekudas Amerikas, Soid Rashis. So Am Yisrael and the Torah, and it all goes back to the Ribbono in the sense that it's Ritzono Yisporach, or Ritzono Chad, which we're not going to break that down right now. And that's why Goy Echad Baretz, because there's only one center, there's only one Rashis, but the one and only, the Am HaNetzach, right? Amalek wants that position. Right, so there's a davar nifla that the Rambam deals with in his Sefer Kinas Hashem Tzvakas. It says Vayachos Yoshua Amalek ves Amo leficharif. What's a double lashon? Amalek va'amo. Right, and then immediately after that, already then, you know, there's a Ksovzos in Korban Simchas Hashem ki mocho emches zecher Amalek. Already from then, we start talking about this concept of zecher Amalek. You know, by Shiva killed the Shiva Salman. Right, and from there on. Zecher Amod. Right? Says the Ramchal. Ramchal explains the Kinas Hashem Tzvakas. Right, that you know, this Milchama, without getting into the technicalities of why we had to have Moshe with the hands up and Yoshua l'ficharev, right? But let's just talk about the result. The result was dual. Amalek ves Amo. Amalek is a concept, right? And it was also a people that, you know, aligned themselves with the concept, right? And both were weakened. Now the people more weakened than the concept, right? Because from that point they're on their way down, right? You know, they research here, research there, but you know, they've disappeared. They had already disappeared as a nation before the whole story of Purim. You know, Haman carried a regular Persian passport, right? I mean, unless he got in through the southern border, right? Right. You know, right? Didn't exist as a nation anymore. But there was Amalek ves Amos, duality. They are our evil twin in the sense that they want to have, and they unfortunately they do have, a conceptual existence. And that's why I called Zecher Amalek. They're a concept. And immediately from after Ray, the first Mulchama, you know, the main danger is not the Am. The main danger is the Zecher Amalek. Right? So now, so going back to you know what Bilam says, Rashis Goyim Amalek. Well, it could because it's a mind virus, as we're going to explain. It could slip from. I'm about to explain that. It could go from nation to nation.
How did Saul plan on killing Amalek?
No, if the Am does it with a Melech, you know, there would have been the Siyata Dishmaya. That's why it has to be all Klal Yisrael. It has to be the Koach of Am Yisrael that, you know, ties directly back to the Kudas HaRashis, which is only Nizgala in our nationhood, right? You know, it has to be our Rashis versus their Rashis, not as individuals, right? You know, but that's the Havamina that could succeed was he was a Melech, right? And even in Purim, we didn't succeed totally because we didn't have a Melech, but there was. You know, in the words of Ramchal, also in Kirshem Tzvokas, in a different entry, Esther HaMalka was the Nekuda of Malchus. And she was the one who said, Lech Knosis Kol HaYehudim. Right? And that's beside Vayom HaShlishi Vatil Bash Esther Malchus, said, Lov Sha Ruach HaKodesh. So she Marsh became a Merkava for the Midah of Malchus, but on a temporary basis, that worked, you know, Lefi Shah, and opened up the portal of Purim, but there's still work to be done. But I want to get to this point that, you know, so Bilam calls it Rashis Goyim, the head of all nations, right? That, you know, this is another type of evil twinship that they have with us. You know, we're supposed to be Or La'amim, V'ochu Goyim La'orech, La'asid Lavo, right? Everyone's going to follow us. There's only going to be one nation, La'asid Lavo. It's only going to be the Jewish nation. Right? It's a Ramchal in the Derech Hashem, Chelek Sheni, Perek Ravi. It's a Geshmak of Perek. You don't see racism like this in our literature anymore. I told you about Yisrael versus Umasan. It's good stuff, right? In our current society, we can't say that stuff that's there. But, he says an amazing thing that, you know, in Olam Haba, so Chassidei Umasan, Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba, right? So it's not that it won't be the same. Of course, it won't be the same. You can't give the same schar for Sheva mitzvahs like you give for Tariag mitzvahs, right? But they don't have a mitzias there. There's only one Am in Olam Haba, us. So he says they're begeder levush. We wear them. It's like you wear an Armani suit. You know, if you're good, you'll get Armani, right? It'll be on you, right? If you're not, you get the Chinese guy, right? You know, did the knockoff, right? No, but it's a davar nifla l'isbonim, right? That he calls it, that's his moshat zilavut, because there's no two nations in Olam Haba, right? We get down to sort of mi kam chesu goy echad ba'oretz. There's only one nation that was meant to be, and that's us, right? Right? So, you know, but why do we wear clothes? Because of Chet Adam Rishon, and that's where they came from, and we're going to get to that in a second. Right, tighten the connection. But he's Rashis Goyim, head of nations, right? But also means, you know, just like we, Lahavdil, we have to be Or L'Goyim and put, you know, teach them the Torah as it applies to them. Amalek has a parallel role. He gets into the head of nations. He gets into their head. Right? So it's a frightening thing, right? You know, so now, example, Haman. He got into Achashverosh's head in two lines, right? And incited a whole nation, right, for genocide. Right? And that's, you know, and Amalek could shapeshift and get into the head of any given nation. Right? So, you know, in that door, right? So Paros and Madai, they were followers of Amalek. He got into their heads, Rashis Goyim, right? And you know, more recently, the Nazis, right? And it was mamish that way. Hitler got into their head, right? The people don't understand how a man with just his, you know, his speeches, right? Just got into, right? You know, they get into the skull. It's zecher amolik. They get into the head. It's a zecher. Right? And now it's, you know, no shortage of people that, you know, it's just amolik's in their head, right? He has a conceptual existence. And that's what sets him apart from the other Umasailam, right? So Shiva Amamin, they're just a bunch of bad guys. They're not carriers of a concept. They're a bunch of bad guys of Midas Mushchasos, right? So they're just a bunch of bad guys. It's a bunch of people. It's a quantity of bad guys, right? Quantity of bad guys, right? So if I kill one of them, there's less of them. I kill one of them, you know, another one of them, there's even less of them. Amalek, it's all or nothing. They're a concept. You leave the concept going. You leave Zecher Amalek, right, like Shaul did. It could go, that virus could go and just infest a whole other nation. Right? All right. They could come and, you know, put themselves in the head of a whole other Am. A racist claim. So the difference is that Achariso Adeovit, right, you know, they're not going to last. Right, Baruch Hashem, but they will last as long as there is evil itself in the world. That's Mocham Al Hashem Ba Molek Midor Dor. Right, as long as there's evil in the world. So that is Lashem Midor Dor. Right, so that's, you know, that's what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey. Right, so Bo Nachzik Tova Lavaseru Shil Molek Hotu Anu Kamishalo Banu Loilam. You know what gives us, you know, any, you know what makes us important is that. There's still work to be done, right? That our ovis didn't finish. They chatu and they made work, and that's what we need, you know. The doris to be metaking, right? You know, for what was left undone. Now, where's Amalek Shoresh? You know, it's a concept, evil concept. Where's the evil concept come from? Where's the origin of all evil concepts? Chet Hadas. It's Hadas, right? Das, it's Hadas. Haman Minatara Minayin, says Gmorn Chulin, Daf Kuflamites. Haman Minatara Minayin, Hamina Eitz. That's where they come from, right? They might come from Chet Eitz Hadas, but they come from Eitz Hadas, Hamina Eitz, right? It brought down that type of Das, the type of thinking, the type of concept into the world. That's their point of origin, right? And because of that, that's why we need all the duras that connected, obviously we're the biggest apikorsis, right, of the Chet Eitz Hadas is that, you know, there's Tov and Ra as if they're of equal weight, of equal existence, when that's not true. One is Emes and one is Sheker, right? But, you know, Tfis of Tov and Ra is a reality, right? They're equally, that's what the Tfis of Das, Tov, you know them as being of equally weighted, equally real, right? And that's what gives the Pesach for Amalek, you know, that, you know, the fake now wants to pass itself off as real, and it can try to pass off as central. So now what does it say? So Akash was not Echad anymore. So what does it say after Chet Adar Marishan? Right? Kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. Right? So Kotz. The difference between in Gematria, between Echad and Acher is how much? What? 196, Gematria Kotz. Kotz, right? Right, so Kotz, and that's exactly what you have to do to the Dalet. Knock off the Kotz from the back, and it looks like a Resh. Knock off that Kotz from the back. And Echad becomes Acher. It's the Kotz. And that's Vidardar. So it's not all the Chisronos in the Bria, but you know, that, you know, that word, you know, we're dal, verash, dal, resh, dal, but that's why to supplement for the kotz v'dardar tatzeach, we need, you know, lidor vador, no delecha, to admit that the Ribbono Shel Olam ain't no milvado, lidor vador, no delecha. And that's why, Muhammad Hashem ba'amolek midor, dor, we have to supplement the echa, the aleph, that is missing kotz v'dardar tatzmiach. Got to get rid of the kotz, replace it with an aleph, and that's why mechiasmag was in chodesh adar. Right? But to explain this more, right? So the Amalek is a concept, and Amalek can shapeshift. And, you know, and it's the concept of Knesset Yisrael. It's a concept. Knesset Yisrael is the Nekuda of Reishis, right? You know, and that's what the meat of Malchus is, right? The meat of Knesset Yisrael, right? Because, you know, me, you, we're not Reishis, you know? Am Yisrael as a klal, you know, we're, you know, get to the Shoresh, that, you know, our inner Shoresh. That's the Reishis. That's why you need, you know, the only the klal could take out Amalek, right? So so now going back to, you know, Chodesh Adar. No, it wasn't always that way, right? So when Haman threw the lots, right? Was he wrong? Pashasi was right. Listen, you know, he said, you know, let's leave the fish out of this, right? You know, but you know the other thing. He said Moshe Rabbeinu died in that month, right? So what a shaita! You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Who cares? Everything goes off Basra. So if he died, ultimately he died. Right? Who cares? He was born 120 years earlier. He was born then. You know, at the time, right? At the time, you know, Haman's lots were right. And that's what he said in the Asherni. Asher pur Haman nehefach lepurenu. Right? That's why it's called Purim. Hashem apur. Right? Right? No, the lots were, you know, were not wrong, right? We just flipped them, right? Because we we converted, you know, without, and it's mefurish in the Megillah, v'chodesh, ashedetar me'evel simcha, right? V'chodesh, right? So I mishenichnas adar, marvim simcha. Who cares? Mishenichnas adar. Purim's 2 weeks later. Because we changed the whole mazel of the whole month, right? We reversed it, you know. Now, of course, you know, reversing it, you know, doesn't, you know, automatically dispel the evil, right? It's still there, but we brought the, we were Megala the Tov, and so poor was poor, just the bad. And we turned poor into Purim. Purim Hashem HaPur, and poor, he had just one side of it, right? We flipped it, brought out the good side also, but the bad side, unfortunately, still exists at Lossi level. We flipped the month, right? And now, because, now who flipped the month? We flipped the month. And that's why, you know, Mishenichnas Adar Mamzer, so as soon as that mazel sets in. And why? Because we did it. Because really, the Fiyas Seder, the Maracha, the way things were wired up in reality, it was really a bad month for us at that time. It's really furthest away from Nisan. And Moshe Beinu died then, right? But then we flipped it that, you know, well, look at it like this. Look at time as a loop. Flip. V'nafohu. That goes back to the beginning, leads back into Nisan. Okay? All right, so now, in that same member of Chazal, there's 2 months that are mentioned in the same breath. Hashem shem mishenichnas av mematim besimcha, kach mishenichnas ador marvim besimcha. Chazal coined it in the exact same sentence. My high. Right? Because, it's an amazing thing. All right, the in Lashon HaKodesh, here's my Rebbe Moshe Shapira told us. Right, in Lashon HaKodesh, when you double the letter at the end of a word, it implies smallness. Right, now that's by the Pashtun word Elil. Right, we're making fun, little God. Right, like Katana, small. Katantan is very small. Right, all right. Many examples of this. Yeah. So lefi that yisod in dipdok. Right? So if Nisan is Chodesh Ha'aviv, what does that mean? Little Av. You know, lefi the original Seder, right, of where the Ribbono Shel Olam wired up the world. Indeed, Adar was not exactly our best month, furthest away from Nisan. Right? But also Av was supposed to be our best month. Make Nisan look small by comparison. Right, just imagine, simple. The Meraglim would have come back and only said good about Eretz Yisrael. Would have gone in the next day, right? And it would have been Binyan HaBeis HaMikdash with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Like it'll be Lossi Lavo, right? So it comes out, you know, so now Av, you know, is a bad month because of us. We did that. So what we did Lara by Av, and we switched the whole mazel of the month. That's why Mishenichnas Av B'Matim Simcha. Right, and Adayom Hazeh, you know, you have to go to court, you know, you push it off, right? You don't go during that month, you have to go during Adar, right? You know, the damage that we did to Av, right, is the Havdil, Meruba Mida Tov, is the tikkun that we did for Adar. In both cases, the mazel is because of us. That's why, Kishem Shem Mishenechlas Av, Mematim Besimcha, Mishenechlas Adar Marvin Besimcha. So now, so going back to Nisan, Chodesh Aviv, right? So the Zohar says, Tikkun Zohar, Aviv, Aleph Beis, Yashar, right? Well, it's an order from Aleph to Beis to Gimel that's called Or Yashar, which, you know, Aleph from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad down to Beis to Bereishis, and the whole cycle, the whole that whole part of the calendar, right, from Nisan until Tishrei, right? Of course, it's the, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, right? It's, you know, it's when the days are long, when there's a lot of or, right? You know, and everything is from top down. The Ribbono Shel Olam took us out from Mitzrayim, you know, Isusa Deleila, and then Matan Torah, from top down, right? And it was only supposed to be getting better and better and better, and Av would be the Spitz, right? It's like a real high point in Av, right? Right, but then we, you know, what we did, we did what we did, you know, and we ruined the whole thing, right? You know, So Tammuz and Av were supposed to be like days, like Lasa Lovo, there'll be Yemei Simcha. And that's the way it was meant to be wired up originally. We ruined everything, right? But I was saying. Right. So now the Hanhaga shifts, right? Tishrei, so the Zohar says, Tuf Shin Resh, bottom up, right? Right. It was also supposed to be the Rebosh would be Mashpia and we'd just be Makabo and absorb it. You know, and if it, and that's why Sukkot would be Chag Osif. You know, Sukkot, you know, we always think about it as the first Chag. It's not. It's in the Seder of Shoshana. It's the last one. Chag Osif is that it would be Klita Sa'iris. Everything had to be brought to Mashpia all the way from Nisa. It's a final Vasafta and Toch Beisecha. Your mamash would absorb it, just all that. And then we messed it up in the middle. And now we have to rebuild. But it's up to us. Now we're going bottom up. You got to fix. It's Rusa Dilatata. It's got to start with you, right? And that's what starts. We start by being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? On Rosh Hashanah, we're mamlechim, right? And then on Yom Kippur, we do tshuva, right? It's all up to us, right? You got to go bottom up because we ruined the whole mach of top down. You know? So now we have to build. You know, the tzaddik goes yosha. The baal tshuva has to bounce back. Right? So now take a look. You know, what Adar, the parallel between Adar and Elul. So Adar, you know, because of the Tshuva Me'ava that we did, you know, so the whole Mahalach of Tishrei, which is, you know, a Mahalach where bottom up, and that's why Tishrei, you know, ushers in a shift in seasons, then now the nights get longer. Right? The nights get longer, and it's a Zman of Hester Panim. All the Yom Tovim Doraisa are on the light side of this calendar. Right? Now, what do we have on this side of the calendar? The Yom Tovim Durabonim that we made, Chanukah, Purim, as Sfasemes writes, it's in the Likutim, right? That what's missing. So we know that it's going mamash in reverse order, right? Because we have Shavuos, Sukkot, right, and now Chanukah is Keneged Sukkot, Keneged Parechag, Beshitav Beishamai. Well, why you go either Keneged Parechag Sukkot. Purim, Hadar Kibluah B'mei HaShverosh, Keneged Shavuos, right? It's a tikkun for Kaflem Har Kegigas. So Mar's going in reverse order, we're going bottom up. So last in, first out, right? So Chanukah, Keneged Sukkot, Purim, Keneged Shavuos, right? What's missing is the Yom Tov Durabonin, that's Keneged Pesach, Zokta Chassos Emes, that's coming. That's going to be the Chag Durabonin of Yemos HaMashiach. The Yom Tov of the coming of Mashiach will be the Durabonin of Pesach, our Chagagula. Right. But I'll call upon him in reversing the process. So let's just go back to Adar, right? That we caught the tshuva me'ava that we did, we reversed it. You know, that really, if you think of time as a straight line, so Adar is the furthest away from Nisan, right? And we looped it. We caused it to be a loop that, you know, look at Adar not as the furthest away from Nisan, but leading back into Nisan, right? So, and you know, so Esther Menat Torah Minayin, Vanochi Haster Aster Ponai, you know, it's the spitz of the Hanhoga of Esther Ponim that gets ushered in Tishrei, your bottom up, right? But, you know, but because of the tshuva that we did, we converted it. So it's a month, it's a transitional month that switches from Hanhoga of Esther Ponim to Hanhoga of Horus Ponim, leads into Nisan, where Rebbe Shalom, you know, was goel us with Nisim Niglin, as opposed to the Nisim Nistorim of Hanukkah and Purim. Right, we credit that it leads into there, right? The sod, you know what Gemara says in Brachas, you know, Daf Yud Zayin, Ribor Shalom Ritzenu Lasos Ritzoncha Mi Ma'akev Saor Shebi'isa V'Shibud Malchus. Right, so on Purim was a strict tikkun for Shibud Malchus, that aspect of the Ra, right? Push back against the Goyim that were oppressing us, and therefore come to Pesach and we're Mevayer the Saor Shebi'isa, right? These are comments. Yeah, Shem says Yitzar. So Adar was to flip things, back. It's a transitional month, right? To help us get back on track, right? Get back on track. We flip, from Hester Ponim, we go from Ochas to Hester Ponai, right? We go in there to the breakthrough. It's the turnaround. It's as if Moshe, don't look as if Moshe Benu died, it's not look as if he was born. And we go back into the whole half of the calendar, that's all social Moshe, Gulas Mitzrayim. The Matan Torah, right? Ador is the same thing. And this, excuse me, Elul performs a very, very similar function. You know, what Ador is to get us to Nisan is what Elul is to get us to the Tikkun, that the rebuilding that we do in Tishrei. You know, like I said, we messed up, right? So now he would say, you know, so we got to work bottom up. We got to, you know, but we got to reverse the flow. We're headed down, you know, we're down. How do we, you know, flip it? You know, where was Reb Rosham Koveya the idea that it's possible to go bottom up? Psolucha shnei luchos avanim. Right, the big yesod of, you know, we say it's nikval yemei rotzen, because that was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take stone from earth, rock bottom, bring them to Shamayim. Right? Elul was koveya, the possibility of going bottom up. What we do in Tishrei, going bottom up, you know, we're going to go back, we're going to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to go back, we're going to do tshuva, and we're going to climb even further. We go from being Mamlechim to Lifnei Hashem Titaru to Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's the continuum that we go through in Tishrei. But how is it all possible? Right? Take earthly stone, and you could chisel at it, and you could chisel at it, and you could raise it up to Shemayim. That was what Moshe Benu did, was koveya the precedent of Isrusa Dilatata. It's possible. And that way, you may Elo facilitate the Tikkun of Tishrei. Tavshin Reish. We're going to really go bottom up. We can do it. But it involves psolicha. You know, so Sefer Yetzirah says on the, you know, regarding the mazel of Chodesh Elul, Himlich Ois Yud b'maisa. Chodesh will put the Ois Yud in the koach of maisa. And the guide in his pirush on Sefer Yetzirah says, you know, it's that scene of, you know, what's the Ois Yud? Psolicha. That's the pirush again. Right, so what's the pshat, right? Ois Yud is al shem ha-machshava. Rashi, you know, said, Oz Yashir Moshe. Rashi's first pshat, before he gets the second pshat, of Ramesh Tchias Reis. First, Hayud al shem ha-machshava. Ola b'libo sheyashir, Yashir, and he brings a few rayas that the Yud is al shem ha-machshava. Right? We mentioned the Gemara and Brachas before. Ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha. Mi ma'akev. Sor shibisa v'shibu malchias. Right? Right, the Yetzirah is in the middle, and Kayadur, the Yetzirah is a parallel Metzias to Amalek. Amalek is the Am of the Yetzirah. Right, the Yetzirah is a concept. Amalek is a carrier of that concept. And that's what makes him so lethal. That's what gives him kivyachol a eternal existence. You know, chas v'shalom, that could compete with ours. Right. So now, he's ma'akev between Ritzoneinu and the Maisa. Ritzoneinu lasos, he's ma'akev. But we have to overcome the gap and get the Ois Yud, the Machshava, into the Maisa. Get the Machshava into the Maisa. That's the gap that has to be overcome. Right? And that's what we do. And Zok the Goyin Psolicha. Right? Now, what are the Luchas? Right? We should have explained this. Right? We're coming to a close, right? You know, in the Mahalach of bottom up, it's still not the same. You know, we didn't yet make the full Tikkun, because the Luchas Rishonos that went top down, everything came from Shemayim. Luchas then. The Ksav equally came from Shemayim. Luchas Maisa Elokim Ema, and it was connected Nas, and you could be Magdim Nas initial because there's no gap between the Rotzen and the Maisa by Luchas Rishonos. That's why the Luchas that represent the heart. What do you do with Luchas? It's not a kosher Sefer Torah. What do you do with this stuff? Right. What is Luchas? So I heard again from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro, Zechut Tzai, Kersh Levracha. Is a besod kosvei maluchas libecha. The luchas represented the heart of Klal Yisrael. It was a metzias that we had divrei Torah chorus aluchos libenu, that and that matziv our guf was like in a perfect continuum with our rotzen. There was no gap, and that's why the luchas are maisa elokim. The heart was totally pure. Wasn't there was no yetzer in the middle, right? The luchas represent the heart. Some idiotic picture, because there's no shita that actually looked like that. They want to turn it's minog Yisrael kaidish, nothing to do with that Italian guy, right? That's right. You know, it's minog Yisrael zayal fnei italki hazeh, right? We draw it like that because we teach our kids to draw them like that to look like a heart, That's what the Luchos are. They represent the collective heart of Am Yisrael. Right? So you see that this heart of stone that we have, because we have Yetzirah, because we have Amalek inside of us, and you could chisel at it. It's shaykh, but you have to do psolecha, right? You know, you are judged, then you have to condition yourself. Condition yourself, right? And that's the avodah of Elul. The Baal Turim says, Rem Selo, Umashal Kecha Es Levavcha Ve Es Levav. Where's the Umal? All right. Es Levavcha Ve Es Levav. No. Because during Elul is when these luchas were in Shemayim being chiseled at. Right? And it's, and connected that, we're chiseling away at our heart. Yes, we could have Michtav El Kim Chorus, even on our heart of stone, right? But it's work. We're chiseling, got to chisel away, right? You know, chisel away, but you're chiseling away at the heart. What we're doing during Elul is building our GPS, our guidance system. You can't go into Rosh Hashanah and be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seriously mean it if you didn't work on Elul at chiseling away at your heart of stone to make it into Bechinas Luchas, to be Mekabel Ol Malchusa. Right? So just saying Elul, the Luchas were in Shemayim being chiseled at, right? And it started, but Moshe Ben had to start, Psalacha, you start. You chisel first. That's be Yisrusa Dolatata. Moshe had to chisel first, b'shem Kol Yisrael, and then bring it to Shemayim, and the Riboshim was Goymer, right? That Riboshim helps. Abolitar Messiah himself, right? Abolitar Messiah. But that's the Avodah of Elul. We're building the heart, right? We're carving away at the Luchas that has been adulterated because of the Kilkum that we made. Because if we don't align our heart of stone to be B'Bachinas Luchas that could be Makabo, the Michtav Elokim, nothing's going to work on Rosh Hashanah. Nothing's going to work on Yom Kippur. Because you don't have a cart that's capable of being Makabal. So this is what we do during the month of Elul. We got to get our bearings. Got to make sure our heart is in the right place, right? That it's Muchan, to be chiseled upon, you know, the Michtav Elokim that comes in full actuality. We'll be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, and we'll be Chos B'Chur Chel, B'Zol Gula Amitzes, B'Mher B'Yameinu. Thank you very much.